But if you guys want to put in your love it, like it, and leave it from today's game, make sure to go ahead and comment here. Let's start with your – should we start – so because – should we start negative and then go positive?
Well, so last year we started with like it. Last year we would do like it, love it, leave it. But if we want to change it up this year and do the negative first, we can do the negative first. It's we're still a relatively new podcast, Nick. Nothing is set in stone in terms of bits except for maybe the Michigan Panic Meter, which doesn't really exist right now because –
Michigan sucks. Well, oh my god!
Hey, we say that though, but as we're doing the show, they're up 7-0 on USC. So that is
so. But listen, clearly you and I are sitting here talking, and we're not watching the game. The amount of tweets that are the amount of texts that I've gotten that Michigan's offense looks crappy makes the fact that they're up 7-0 look very, very funny to me because I don't know where that's coming from. Sorry, guys, I got secondhand results there, secondhand analysis. I'll never do it again. I'm going to go ahead and start with like it. I actually like Will Howard's performance today. I thought –
You're just doing this in spite of me.
No, I promise. I thought –
This is classic Nick Wilson right here. He had some other things written down, and he just pivoted at the last second. You know what? I'm going with Will Howard.
I had nothing written down, which clears. You're going to hear that as we go through this. No, what I liked about Will Howard today is there are going to be days where he has to just take a step back and where he has to just yield the offense basically to the asinine talent around him, and I thought he did that. I think I don't think the game plan today was about Will Howard versus that defense. And I think, you know, to see Will still have a pretty banner day and just basically avoid screw-ups minus a single screw-up, I thought that was a nice performance by him. And I promise you I'm not doing it just to troll you, or maybe I am. What's your like it?
Yeah, so I don't like to play by the rules, so I wrote down two here. But from an Ohio State side, I said the left side of the offensive line. I like the way they played today. I thought run blocking, especially the Quinshon Judkins touchdown, it was evident. Like those guys, I think it was actually a duo play. There was multiple double teams, and then they kind of broke off and went to the next level. And I was like, okay, the Donovan Jackson effect is in full force. My other one is more so just an ode to Charles Huff, because I'm gonna tell you, like, I like that guy. It wasn't just the all you can eat biscuit NIL deal, which was hilarious this week. But, like, I thought the way he coached today was good. He wasn't afraid to take some chances because he knew he had to. Going for it on fourth down, he seems like a really likable guy. He's been around college football. I fell in love with him from a standpoint of, like, I'm gonna root for him when they're not playing Ohio State. I like that guy. He's a good dude.
I'm just going to say this to Coach Huff because I know he's watching right now. He's one of our viewers. We caught his attention with a biscuit talk.
Hey, Coach, we will take that biscuit deal. We're just saying. Nick pitched it the other day.
Well, no, here's the thing. I'm not going down to West Virginia for some biscuits. But if you would like to send some biscuits up here and maybe like the whole menu, Spencer and I will be doing this week's show with a mouthful of, like, we'll do it while eating biscuits.
Yeah, we'll promote your program a little bit for you. Sons of the Shoe with a side of biscuits from Marshall said football coach.
I'll also just be honest with you. It's easy to root for a school like Marshall because I love the Sun Belt Conference. You know, obviously from my time in Charlotte, I fell in love with App State and their insane fans. Boone is a beautiful town. So, like, I already got love for the Sun Belt, but Charles Huff, that's a very good like it there. Let's go to leave it. And I'm going to just say, like Radu, who submitted this, and again, you guys should send in or can send in your love it, like it, and leave it for today's Ohio State 49-14 win over Marshall. Radu said, kicking the ball out of bounds. I was worried we were having like a Chuck Knobloch, Steve Blass, a case of the yips. And so I'll be honest with you. I think that is something that's super interesting. Now, I don't know that it should be more than just a what the was that? But it certainly was a what was that?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. My first thought after he did it for the third time was like, is Ryan Day just like want them to work on something? Like, is he trying to put the defense in like a bad spot where it's like, hey, shorter field for the other team's offense. Let's see if we can get off the field here. That was my initial thought, was like, is he doing this on purpose?
Because
I was
like, magical thinking.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was obviously I'm being tongue in cheek.
Did the Easter Bunny tell him to do it?
But when you see three in a row like that, it was just perplexing. I was like, what in God's name? Like, why does this keep happening? So I would agree that it has to be on the leave it list. I'll just to make it a little bit different, I will say the right side of the the right side of the offensive line, which was a problem. And to your point, Josh Fryer did not look good today. After I thought he actually took steps forward in the Western Michigan game a little bit, I thought he took a couple steps back today. So still kind of a work in progress, specifically on that right side.
All right, guys, that means it's time for Love It. As I have jumped the shark and jumped your answers each time, I will leave the first Love It to you, my friend. What do you have?
I think it has to be just kind of a long answer here, but like the run game with the ability, the fact that they showed an ability to win that way. Because, you know, like one of the first things that comes to mind for me, Nick, in a game that you win with that, with the run game being as good as it was today, is just how we know the stat on the team. Oh, I think it's like the last, 10 plus meetings between Michigan and Ohio State. The team that won the game, the run game, won that game. We know that that's a point of emphasis for this Ohio State team to be better physically in the trenches, most notably. But to have two running backs that can almost, you know, even make up for some of the lack of talent maybe on the offensive line or some of the struggles that they might have, like we saw this thing in full effect today. Like that was peak. If this run game can play like that consistently, there's not going to be a lot of teams that can slow that group down with the changing up of Judkins and Henderson. That's a really, really dangerous combo. I think that it also frees up Will Howard to make more plays when the run game's working. Like just what that does for this offense is a massive, massive thing. So, I think that has to be the thing that you love the most about today.
So if we look back to, you know, Georgia at their peak, at their best team, Nick Saban's best team, they've had teams that were good and consistent, which you need to see more of today. But more importantly, they just had those death blow plays. And if you look at it, Quinshon Judkins' long rush today was 86 yards. Travion's longest rush today was 40 yards. Mecca Buka's longest longest catch was 68 yards. Jeremiah Smith, 53 yards. Like, you've got four guys who at any point can make an explosive explosive play. So my love it is just explosive plays, because it doesn't matter whether you're playing Marshall or Michigan State or Oregon, when there's the psychological effect of being able to go down the field at any point and you make one mistake and the game changes. And, you know, I know we still are going to have questions as things evolving, but if you just keep that going into Big Ten play, I don't know how anyone's going to beat you. Because they can beat you for four quarters and 14 minutes, and two plays can change, and all of a sudden you've lost the game.
Yeah, well, and that's the benefit Ohio State has. Like when you can recruit at the level they can, when you can provide the NIL dollars that they can, you get those players that give that eliminate, like they close the margins like for you a little bit. Like you're able to, maybe you are outmatched against a team that has equal talent as you. But it only takes like one or two plays. Like they fix a lot of warts that you might have. And I'm not saying Ohio State has a lot of warts, but those having players of that caliber and that talent level, you know, they erase some of those things that might be mismatches for you in other games because they're so good. So yeah, I like that answer, and I think it's another notable thing to come out of today that's worth monitoring going forward, because Ohio State can continue to beat teams like that.
Well, and here's the thing. You can beat Georgia that way. You can beat Bama that way, and Tennessee. And by the way, some of those teams have that. But, like, Georgia's inability to get those explosive plays against Kentucky is why they damn near lost last week. So, all right, guys, great. I feel like I can't even say it because I know you don't believe it. Great win by the Buckeyes today.
Oh, my God.
We'll have a midweek episode up as we head into the Michigan State game, coming out of reaction to this game, see what coach says early in the week, injury news, all that, and, of course, the latest in the unstable world of college football. So make sure to tune in to that. And as we are a relatively new podcast, please make sure to follow Sons of the Shoe wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, 92.3 The Fan, the free Odyssey app, and more. And hey, if you want to watch us, if you like to watch this ugly mug and Spencer's fresh-faced cherubic thing, that sounded very insulting, by the way. I'm sorry. Make sure to go to 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Just search 92.3 The Fan in the bar there, the search bar. Like our videos, comment. At least one of us will comment back because I care about the show. Man, now it's just getting super personal. Spencer, you got anything before we go, buddy?
I mean, I know you're mad at me for what I said about Will Howard, but you didn't have to take all these unnecessary shots at the very end of the show, but it's okay. I'm going to tell you right now, if I could screen share, I guess technically I could, but I would show you. I am going to this video right now to respond to some comments already. So I'm going to be doing that here in the next 5 minutes.
I don't know
if I'll come back after that, but I'll be here for the next 5 minutes.
I'm super proud of you. Look at that. All right, guys. Again, see you midweek. Follow Sons of the Shoe wherever you get it. Thanks again for stopping by, guys. Go Bucks.